I was 29.
Yeah.
I had an ordinary job.
What were you doing?
I was a salesman. Mm-hmm. I used to sell, I used to go to companies and say, how many boxes a week do you send out? And what's the average number of boxes per consignment? And I used to work for parcel companies and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. I wasn't fulfilled. And I used to go and watch comedy at the Frog and Bucket in Manchester.
Right.
And I used to follow this guy around called Peter Kay, who was quite famous in Manchester. And one day I phoned the Frog and Bucket up and genuinely, like a movie, said, how do you be a comedian?
Right. Yeah.
And they said, you need to have balls of steel and book me in for an open spot 2 weeks hence.
Right.
And I wrote 5 minutes of material, went on stage and just loved it. I had most comedians you speak to either have a brilliant first one or an awful first one.
Yeah.
Not many of them have a middling one.
Mm.
And my first one was so good that my mate was comparing Neil Anthony, Neil Fitzmaurice, who wrote Fitznice as well, and said the phrase as I walked off, a star is born.
Right, yeah.
And I did a kind of funny showbiz kind of messing about way. And then I went back the week after full of bravado and attitude and died on my hoop.
Right.
And then went back the week after and it was kind of all right. And then I'd done three and I thought, how do you say you used to be a stand-up comedian? So I carried on and I did about 250 shows in my first year and had a full-time job.
Right.
Wow.
And I got good really quick. And then I got some lovely little breaks like the Phoenix Nights thing.
Yeah.
I won a competition here and I got good quick and I worked really hard.